If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Good morning. I'm James Holman from The Washington Post, and this is the Daily 202 for Friday, August 28th. Here are election 2020 updates from today's show. President Trump delivered a scathing and wholesale attack on Joe Biden and fiercely defended his stewardship of a nation buffeted by historic crises on Thursday night. In formally accepting the Republican presidential nomination for a second term from the South Lawn of the White House, Trump cast himself as an insurgent rather than the incumbent he is, railing against Biden as the embodiment of what he called the failed political class. Trump blamed the former vice president and his Democratic Party for all the nation's chronic socioeconomic problems, as well as for the anger and unrest coursing through the country today. He said this is the single most important election in the entire history of our country. Trump spoke from a red-carpeted stage adorned with American flags and bookended by massive campaign signage, with the White House's grand portico illuminated against the night sky as his backdrop. After his 70-minute speech, among the longest acceptance speeches in convention history, fireworks exploded over the National Mall. Some of the blasts spelled out the president's name, T-R-U-M-P, Trump. And as the coronavirus pandemic still rages, coast to coast, an estimated 1,500 guests gathered on the South Lawn, flouting social distancing recommendations and mostly foregoing face masks, exemplifying the convention's aim to falsely portray the virus as fading away. The president offered the exclamation point after a week of dark, dystopian warnings from his party that Biden is beholden to the far left, as Trump put it, a Trojan horse for socialism. Trump said Biden is not the savior of America's soul, but the destroyer of America's jobs, and if given the chance, he will be the destroyer of American greatness. Trump's eldest daughter, Ivanka, a senior White House advisor, introduced her father as a bipartisan dealmaker trying to heal the nation. Despite his nearly four-year record of partisan acrimony with Congress, a log-jammed legislative agenda, and repeated efforts to pit groups of people against each other, in his own remarks, the president declared, quote, I say very modestly that I have done more for the African-American community than any president since Abraham Lincoln. A lot of presidents, especially Lyndon Johnson, would beg to differ. The president concluded by warning that a Biden presidency would demolish the suburbs, confiscate your guns, and defund police departments across America, even though Biden has not proposed any of those policies. Thanks for listening. I'm James Holman. If you want to hear full episodes, find The Daily 202 every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.